I'm Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. On this Labor Day, we make note that 2025 is the 90th birthday of the UAW. It's a union that's had a big impact on the whole country, particularly here in the Detroit area. Let's talk about it with Art Wheaton. He studies labor issues at Cornell University. So, Art, let's just start by summing it up. What do you think is the big impact, the big takeaway that the UAW has had on American life?
I think they have proven to Americans that negotiations work and that it's not just negotiations for the UAW members. It has been able to lift workers in many other sectors and many other companies as well. So I think it's work together and win at the table.
Now, how has the UAW helped other industries as well? What has happened there? A lot of people don't understand how that works.
Well, one of the early ones that happened was Social Security was started under the National Labor Relations Act around 1935 or so. And they never raised any of those Social Security payments. And by 1949, the UAW said, we need a pension. So they negotiated, they had some strikes, and they finally won a pension around 1949. The very next day, they raised Social Security for everybody.
So the UAW has evolved over the years. How is it different today than it has been over previous decades?
A lot of the same mission, a lot of the same things. They have gone up and have gone down. New in terms of politics is now they have elections for their union president. Instead of having a slate, they have elections, one person, one vote. So that is a big change for them. So they've become a more democratic union. They've seen a lot of loss of union density or percentage of people belonging in unions in the auto sector. So some see them as less important because they don't have as many members. But I still think there's strength in their bargaining for what they're doing at the table.
And that change to democratic elections, that was the only way somebody like Sean Fain would have gotten elected.
Correct. So it was basically they would rubber stamp what they called the Reuther Caucus, and they'd been leading the UAW for probably 60 of those 90 years. They had the same political party or caucus that was running things. And then you had throw the bums out, let's vote somebody new initiative. And that's how Sean Fain got in.
And what has Sean Fain's impact been? He certainly is a different kind of UAW leader.
Big impact in terms of the strikes and being able to make giant gains at the bargaining table for the Detroit 3 in the last big negotiations. Different tactics. Instead of the sit-down strike that was very early on in the UAW, they had the basically a stand-up strike where they had rolling strikes where you never knew who was going to strike at what place. It was almost like guerrilla warfare. You never knew what was going to happen. And it really kept the companies off balance, and they were able to secure giant wins. So I think that's been a big change, different tactics. And one other one is a much more open communication with the membership. So a lot of using social media and Facebook Live, and not just making announcements to a small group in a small room. It's making them live on Facebook with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people watching.
Now, the UAW has, shall we say, a love-hate relationship with the Trump administration. On one hand, Sean Fain was very critical during the election. But on the other hand, a lot of UAW members support Mr. Trump, and certainly they have similar goals when it comes to tariffs.
I don't know if they're exactly the same goals for what was going on for tariffs, but there's no question that every union represents the American population, so that the unions are not all, everyone in the U.S. is not Democrat, everyone is not Republican. There's a mix all across the board, and that's true for unions. So they did vote for him, but tariffs have proven to help the auto workers for the chicken tax from the mid-60s. They had a tax on pickup trucks for 25%, and that has helped keep those pickup trucks being sold and made in the U.S. So tariffs have proven to help the auto sector. And I don't know whether they agree with all of the tariffs or how they're being done, but tariffs have been successful for almost 50 some years, keeping the auto industry, or at least the pickup trucks here in the U.S.
All right. Looking forward, what are the biggest challenges that the UAW faces over the next decade or so?
Oh, a couple big ones. One is they got to get a contract at Volkswagen. So they won the negotiations, or they won the organizing. So they have a UAW local there, but they haven't negotiated or finished their first contract. They need to get more of the auto plants organized. And in the short term, they have another election coming up. So Sean Fain won his first election. Now he's got to see if he can repeat. So you campaign on one of throw out all of the existing people and let's vote all new. And now he's no longer new. So now he's got to win re-election. So it's going to be a challenge, or at least interesting for going on. And I think they need more members. So I think they actually need to have more organizing and more members to keep up that strength to win at the table and win for the company or companies and for the employees.
Art Wheaton, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.